Very few. I didn't see anybody from that far. One lady. Well, like if we keep cool and relaxed, I'll say nothing. They say, I should say. That'll be the big question.
It's Mike Prokes, Prokes. And I'm at area 415. 922-6418, or if that's busy, 931-9107.
Reverend Tim Jones. Okay, I'll see what I can do for you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Talk that way with the radio. Then, and I asked when that was, and you know, line traffic, that was a couple of weeks ago, so you know, we talked to someone that was a good human. We also can do any personal type of business. We cannot do things such as, we haven't received some of those records. I mean, we can't have personal lots of us.
It's no business, personal business.
Well, it has to be like Gene Chaykin. Hi, David, how you doing? I said, well, what about, I thought we had this missionary thing, you know, the disciples and all this stuff. And sometimes we talk about a rise of John who went to so-and-so. That is
What is an alternative area?
As far as they're concerned, we cannot do any commercial traffic. It has to go to commercial lines.
What they've done is close us down. I mean, if we're 90% over power and we cut back, we won't be able to hear him anyway, will we?
But it will cut down. Instead of making a contact every day, you might miss one every once in a while, and your time won't be as long.
Jesus.
But then if you can't, you know, if you're not doing all the business stuff, it's going to cut down.
He did not bring up anything about codes.
Thank God.
No, I think he could have, though,
man. I think he could have.
I mean, I think that the context was that he could have brought that up, because I also asked him, do you have any other recommendations for us that things you haven't brought up? Like we told, we would lock the rooms so nobody else can get in, and do our other activities.
I'm not sure whether. See, I don't know. We were picked up by Washington. We're not picked up here locally. Yeah, that's the impression I got. He said Washington said you can't 10 cases each one.
No, that was the. I don't think. I think that was when we were asking how they were testing us. And, you know,
we didn't have to Washington
and
before.
We asked, oh, okay, I
just, yeah, because well, Washington is not a normal. They usually do it out of Kingston, Texas. It is a FCC place, but
they picked us up locally from that. Well, yeah, because they reported it.
Yeah.
So what action are they going to take?
They're going to
cut the power.
They'll be here.
No citation, no fine.
Well, they said they'd be reaching me.
They'll
probably send me a written citation. Yeah. I don't know if there'd be a fine attached to it or not.
The two things that they wrote down were no log, number one, and number two, operator not always present.
Yeah.
Now, I think you did a good job about the log. Like you said you'd been keeping one, but, you know, that bit. And he talked with the old regulations. I thought I had to write down all these, you know, technical things. So I think they bought the idea that you had kept the log.
But it was taken or missing?
Well, just, yeah, he's been negligent.
He didn't even brought it. He said, well, there's kids running around the whole place.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, they were caught. They could have been a lot more, they started out more formal.
What about a radio on in Florida? The phone that's patched? Home patch. The beam away from the States. They pick it up.
Florida's right in line with Washington, New York.
It goes out both ways.
Basically, they're going to hear you. If you're putting up enough power so that you can get good contacts in the guy, they're going to hear you in Texas. They're going to hear you in Washington.
You kind of Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
God.
It doesn't hurt at all. That you can hear Europe or Africa or anywhere.
That is amazing.
Very open thing. Everybody can listen to it. Not only us, Guyana or Cuba. I'm sure Cuba, we are over to Cuba. We're very strong. They're, you know, anywhere else. South America. Uruguay. Paraguay. Brazil.
They're very proud of Cuba.
But as far as they're concerned, as long as you have an operator there and you don't do business and you're not over power, you say go ahead and operate. You say we could operate today if we wanted to. You know, sometimes they'll say, well, don't operate until we get back to you, but you didn't say that. It's kind of surprising.
I don't know.
What does that mean? Don't do business. What does that mean? What
the business?
You gotta just chit chat.
It's like we have to do with amateur radio supposedly for bullshit. It's just chit chat. Hi, how you doing? The weather's beautiful.
A little touch of a column about helping kids and feeding people.
We told them about it. The missionary projects use this. You know, it's very instrumental. They need it. They do run into problems. For example, Antarctica needs a permanent station. Other people need them, but you can't have them. That's not amateur radio.
When they talked to us, they said the reason is, you know, because obviously they give AT&T more money. He said, but usually as far as the mission is concerned, they sort of just, you know, they're not saying okay, but they sort of,
Can't you say something like, hey, how you doing? How you eating? You know, shit like that. Instead of chit-chat?
Yeah, the whole thing you gotta do is just couch it in casual talk. Like, I thought one of the best things we ever did was when Paul and Gene Brown and I were trying to talk about the last shipment. Gene and I kept talking about, we'd say, you know, we've heard it's very difficult getting shipments down there. Have you ever had any problems like that? And Paul would say, yeah, well, one time I had a problem with, I had to have everything listed and I had to have serial numbers. And so, she's giving, you have to list, you have the serial number. And Gene would say, well, I was talking to someone who had done an overseas shipment to, some other country, and they had a large shipment. They had like 49 crates, and they weighed and measured them, and they used a certain line out of Texas. And you can do, conduct a lot of information out of it. The problem is you never really know. You can get off on a lot of goose chase and screw you up. But as far as doing that, they're never going to ding you on that. It's really hard
That's
to do.
That's why in the headquarters where we got somebody that's got Paul and I see Paul and Hamlin. I don't know about all that. What we really need, we can control a lot of it. Both could hear at the same time. That's what I was trying to work at.
If they can, hear it. Well, it shouldn't be that much of a problem for
us. Well, see, both of their two radios are broken down. They're using a little tiny one, and it probably goes up to 270 or something.
Well, they send it on the radio.
There's a radio. I saw a radio there, but
there was a Yesu.
They said the problem with that radio, when you pick it up, is that it bleeds. It bleeds onto other frequencies, and it doesn't stay stable in transmission. We try to get someone to fix it.
And when you're checking into nearby
countries, for like $750, you can buy a brand new radio and send it over here. I don't know. I mean, they're going to have problems with the radios breaking down. You're either going to have a whole bunch of them over there, or find some way to ship them back here again. There's some other country, Brazil or something. But I can't fix them. I can help them. I mean, I can tune them up and that kind of stuff, and you start kind of tearing down the bare circuits and stuff. No. I don't have the test equipment, I just don't have the neuron.
But some of the stuff you put together here,
the only thing I do is connect plugs to plugs and put a ground wire down. I build a tower, which I'm no mechanical genius by any means, and I send one antenna, which is a suite of instructions.
You did some pretty sophisticated things with the telecom.
Well, that's not the same. I mean, there's no way that can be learned. The antenna stuff?
No, I mean, the pair of those radios.
Yeah, if you get somebody to send them to electronics school for a couple of years, they'll be able to do it. They're going to heal on their phone. You don't want these courses all the time. But you still you don't have parts. It's a problem. You can't get parts. Well, if you're in Guyana, you need a resistor, transistor, it's hard to get them here. Yeah, you can get them, but like, we blew a transformer out of the one, got one in the shop being fixed, and it's been in there for probably 6 weeks.
Here?
Yeah.
You can get parts here.
They're shipping them from Japan.
They're
shipping them from Japan. That's one out down here because maybe the voltage fluctuates too much. So we shorted out something in the transformer. And
well, we could try to get full five radios in there.
Did you see Christine, Jean?
I saw her before. 10 o'clock. Or no, 10 o'clock. No, downstairs.
I think going with,
she's waiting for you now.
With the tube equipment, I think it's better. Probably it was easier to fix locally. Well, I bought some older equipment, which was made with tubes instead of transistors, to be sent down there. And I think that would be maybe more reliable. Older. Yeah, it's probably 10 or 15 years old.
You can't get tubes and stuff to put down.
It's getting tough. I got a complete set of replacement tubes, at least one complete set. There's only one tube I couldn't get at least two of. And if I order, you know, if you order it, you can get them, I guess. You might have to wait.
How long are the tubes?
Years. It's one of those things, you know, my last week or my
and they're on the dresser. Here's the picture of the place. If I try to get good reception, you can see the building. Man, the building, the picture doesn't show. It's been on my dresser.
What is that?
Oh,
here you go. There might be some more, though.
Last lady. It's a mammoth place and there's nothing on either side of it. If you and George want to come in and get the reception. Oh,
okay. Looks great. No obstructions or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's
get
kind
much
of building their building now. They're really progressing. Mm-hmm. That Ross ship couldn't want for any modern equipment. I imagine they'll have trade agreements with Japan. It's to the right, so they're now, you know, they're developing a lot of third world trade agreements. China bringing in lots of work. But they're very careful about who they trade with.
Have you ever checked on the Chinese equipment?
They don't make it. It's not available. Japan makes equipment, and the United States has two manufacturers. That's about it. There may be some European stuff that I've never really run across any European stuff. Holocraft is Hamelin. Started out European, I think, but they're now Hamelin is defunct and Holocraft is defunct too.
None of the socialist world has.
No, they don't usually have ham radios.
Security.
Collins, which is an American manufacturer, you might as well have these
here. Does Brazil have it? Because Brazil has ham radio. We did.
Yeah. I don't know that. I don't imagine. I just don't know if they have any manufacturers down there. I've never heard of it.
Yeah. They're very funny, but they're moving to the left. Brazil's moving to the left in the last few weeks. Strange kind of happening because of something carded into tin is moving to the left and their attitude. They based the ELO, Palestinian Liberation Organization, now has headquarters in Brazil. Very odd kind of situation.
It is kind of odd.
And they're moving to the left, a lot of them up there, talking left. They still have some tight reins.
Hello?
Vincent Hines traveled and they said that the northern, they call it Nebraska, the northwest province, she doesn't have a lot of problems up there at all. I doubt they have this stage that they would be building radios.
See, there's no market for them. The ham radios, the guys, there are ham radios there, but usually these are guys that have electronic backgrounds or in government service or telecommunications. It's going to build them from scratch. And, you know, they're qualified engineers and they can sit down and design a radio and take, you know, a couple of years and gather parts and build them. But there's no market. There are very weak market for, like, manufacturing radios. Japan's been able to do it successfully. The United States really has two companies that prices are inflated and their equipment's adequate, but it's not. But they're considering paying twice the price or something, it's not that.
And we're doing some of the other islands we're developing. This radio thing would be most helpful if they could communicate them. Of course, they don't bother us there. We can communicate from our posts in the Caribbean as we tone down our.
Yeah,
here.
You're not involved with the LFCC. The only place you're involved with LFCC is right here. You're very honored. That's where all the
God knows we can give a shit. They've been very good. We've started, as he said, bleeding in, affecting their maritime and their airport and everything else. Something went way, way haywire. They're courteous. Courteous. Very, very courteous. You used to seem to like guy on them. What happened to you that you were not?
It's not that I don't like that, huh?
Is it because they started making money and shit?
No, I think it was that before. I was really ready to go, but I didn't want to. I thought it was a bad time. When I was working at Mason, I was
just the worst time.
You were ready to go in.
That's strange.
See, I've been thinking about it for a long time. And I would have run in, and I thought, things are getting really tough. And so I'll stick it out until everybody's gone, so they got radio communication, and then I'll jump out.
No, to me it sounds kind of strange, because I remember PC talking about the job you were in was very, very dangerous.
At Masonite?
At Masonite.
Yeah, that's why I wanted out of it.
And now you have an easier job, and it's not so dangerous.
I know, but...
Just a second. And it's not so dangerous. And I really think you ought to look at yourself, because you weren't there when you had a heart attack and a stroke and you couldn't use this whole left side. And you know, and all the time you've had a chance to look at yourself and reflect and really do some down-to-earth thinking. And you mentioned about Pamperton and about newspaper, and I don't ever remember you doing none of that shit.
Right.
So you know, like, for you to throw that kind of stuff out, that you didn't understand this or you didn't want to get involved in that kind of stuff, I don't understand it. And the last thing, while we were over there, he talked about how he felt about you. And you let him down.
Well, that's elementary, but what are you driving at?
I just like for him to think about all this stuff.
I don't think I'm doing anything noble, though. I don't think I'm doing anything noble by a long shot.
You know,
I don't
respect
myself the way that I'm trying to.
Then what do you want?
I don't know.
Then what are you doing? That's what
that's
I.
What I
that's what we want.
Can I ask you a question? Do you feel you have a right to leave?
I don't know what right I have.
Do you think you have a right to ask me that question?
Well, basically, sure. I have a right to leave.
On what basis? On what basis do you have a right to leave?
Based on so many people who are in misery out of the world norm, by even our government's initiative, with 2 out of 3 guys keep bringing it over, because you have to constantly be impressed. People don't hear, then they don't hear. Why do you think you have any rights? Why do I have any rights to anything? As long as our brothers and sisters are suffering as they are. How do you get above zero? I've never been able to get above zero, like the moment that the 12 minutes just before the tragedy of having to come back here and the heartbreaking disappointment. I couldn't enjoy the most beautiful ocean in the world I've ever seen, because I knew people here were not able to enjoy it.
Sorry.
You follow what I'm saying?
Sorry.
How do you give yourself rights in a world where some people don't even have a right to eat?
Like anybody else?
Everybody else don't.
Did you ever see me take
somebody? I know you have.
And you work with people that haven't taken it on.
I know. And I haven't taken a few more,
I know you.
I've sacrificed a few more.
That's why I believe in you. That's why I believe in you. But I disappointed myself. Damn near killed me. Just damn near killed me.
That's true.
Which would have been hard in the terms of other people. It would have been a blessing for me. Harm
in terms of people leaving. Why are you going to take them at such a time now, when they know it? You know motherfuckers need a radio and shit and operate. So you know, like, you're going to stop all these other people. That's what you're going to be doing if you take it now. All that scene and shit and
made
up and
shit. I think we can work out something. I mean, I'm not trying to, cripple the organization by any means at all. That's why I wanted to stay, but I don't feel that, fine, I can sit here and say I'm going to stay, but I won't. If I'm in here, people know I'm out, and I feel uncomfortable, which is the way I feel, and obviously the way anyone would feel, I can't say, okay, this is, when I make up my mind, it's pretty much made up, and I will not argue, that's what I did with PC. Fine, you want to say that? I may agree, I may not. Fine, I'll tell you I agree. Great. And that's, the way I get along. I don't like doing it, but that's what I just adapted to doing. And so what I'm saying is, I do not want to cripple the organization. Let's try and work something out. Let's see if we can work out the radio. But I cannot come back to the group.
Why?
I do not feel I can come back to the
group.
Why?
Because I'm uncomfortable.
You say everybody knows. Don't nobody know shit.
Well, I know.
But you're not able to buy
it. You have a lot of space. Maybe there's a lost space thing you're hearing.
Yeah, that's it. And I just, you know, it's like constantly flaunting something that I've done that I don't respect in myself. It would be very nice for me to go out and give my life for a noble cause, but it just, you know, it just doesn't look like right now I'm up to that.
Well, do you not respect Jane Muchman? Do you? How do you feel about Jane Muchman? Do you walk around and say, "Oh, this is a traitor"?
I respect
all
the hell out of Jane.
Why are you isolating yourself? Nobody doesn't respect Jane.
Jane walked out publicly. Everybody in the world.
I know.
She was gone. I mean, the reason we have a teacher is because we're not perfect. We're not expecting you to be. We're expecting you to try and be.
I'm not. Well, okay, that's fine. I could come back if I was back, right? Okay. I feel Jane is here.
Yeah.
Okay? But if I'm not here, and yeah, I'm still walking around here pretending I'm here, that's hard. I've done that, you know? Like, I tried to separate, you know, like, okay, I'd like to leave, no, I'll stay. Or, you know, I'll stay. So things get squared away. And I'll leave somehow or other. And that's hard to do, and it's very frustrating. And it's very hard to do. It's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, but you see, you didn't have to take into consideration if it wasn't for them little old ladies down there that you would be stopping. They won't push you into this fucking field you got where you're making this big paper. So you owe more than that. Just to get to making paper and just say, fuck.
And
that's what you're saying.
The way you're talking is you're better than everybody else here. You're better than the black people, the little black mother that's worked twice as hard as you have to earn half or a quarter as much money.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that it's okay, I have a right to go out and live my own life and make my own money and be comfortable, and they don't. And it's just that way because we're all born that way and it just happened. Since that's the way it is, and I'm going to take life just as it is, you're saying it's all right. It's all right for injustice to exist because it does.
And you have no
clue. What do you get in return for? What do you get in return for these guys that you live with? What is the association stimulation living with three other guys? What do they offer your life?
Oh, nothing. I mean,
they look like
somebody share the rent.
I know what they look like. One of them very narcissistic, very self-centered, very friendly.
What? I didn't have any choice. You know, I just said, look, I need a place to stay. He said, come over.
Where'd you meet?
Let's go through there. San Francisco Women's Bureau. You know, I can go and get mine.
And you
get some money.
Had to live with us. More down there. Some real people that are about bored they have of you.
Mm-hmm.
Pain you.
Yeah, it's no... I'm not going out there to be... You know, I'm not expecting...
You're the guy that talks about things that I ever... utilizing my mind, you got to talk about how to blow up a light bulb or destroy a house. You think of things in terms of severe measures that one was faced with oppression. You get a timer, that could have been beneficial. I remember that's some of the things that go through my mind. Why did you suddenly change from this kind of willingness to put your soul out there and your body, and then all of a sudden now you found something that's captivating?
I don't know. Huh?
What things?
Getting a little threadbare? I don't know. I mean, in terms of...
You use a term, it's a strange thing, but you people often who want to deviate from the course of discipline, which is heavy. I know it's heavy. High, I know it's heavy. But I've always known something far heavier, and that's to disappoint people. That's far, far more heavy. To know that you let down people. And you have the ideal time to not let down anybody yet. Nobody knows you. Father, in your position, I know I do. Harriet said adapt. You people keep using that word adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And
Harriet
is the one who's made one of the most dramatic adjustments. It's unfortunate that she had to be so honest. Talking to her about that, but I've heard that word more.
That's just—I mean—that's just the way I have adapted or adjusted. I mean, it's not easy. I don't know. I'm not a very good liar in a long way, and you know, there's a lot of heavy questions asked me, and it's not been easy for me to, you know, not give a truthful answer, to hide my emotions, but
you know.
Then you say that you really start thinking about this shit when you figure you was going to get trapped over in the prompt, you know, in the PL, okay? That's what you said earlier. Well, it seems to me that it's more about the money. You like being able to travel, you like driving in a new car, you like the shit, you like the circuit that you're traveling in, you're making big paper, you got American Express, Bank of America, or whatever kind of shit you got. You can eat where you want and do what you want. I think that's it, you know. Well, what you said earlier.
That might be. I know. I'm not kidding you. That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, that's fun. For a little while. You know, I figure I'll get bored with that in about a month from you. And I knew that because everybody else is bored. All the other guys I work with, they don't, you know. They just soon stay home. They keep quitting.
You're talking about that fucking month. But it might come without communication. You stop all these black people from having years. A lot of children from having to live a fucking life just because you want to try fucking more.
Yeah, but you know you're considered one of the more stable people. I don't know. Well, I mean, I do maintain a stableness here.
You know, but the thing is that because over a period of years you participated in this, you're responsible. Just like everybody in this room has the responsibility that they've created by their participation. And you've got to take an awful long time before you can throw that responsibility away, because you're going to throw yourself away with it. Because that's the only thing you've got in your life is your integrity as a human being.
Well, I have lost my self-respect. Okay? I have lost my self-integrity. Somewhere along the line, I shifted. The first time I stepped on the radio, I said, I've got to work on the radio, I can't do this. And it was a lot. And I did that to get out of work. And it wasn't there. Because I had a niche. And that's when I lost my self-integrity.
Did you step from the radio?
No, when I got into it. I was working in print. Printing press was the end. Because it wasn't... We didn't have any printer. So I was working on the printing press. So then it became a big need for the radio. Well, so that was going to be my project. So I started saying, yeah, look, you're going to have to find somebody else to work on the press. Because I hated working on the press. So she started training Clancy, and I started working on the radio. At the time, I liked it. I liked working on the radio. It was like fun, and I was very suspicious of it. I thought, God, I like this. I enjoy it. There must be something wrong with it. Mm-hmm. And I used it as an excuse to get out of something I knew that I definitely didn't like. I don't, you know, to me, the radio is no longer any fun, but I've used it for, you know, I mean, it's just like a crutch. It's like anything else. If you work in the office, you can say, well, I got to go be in the office now, or I can, you know, I got to get on the early bus, or I got to get down late for this or that.
Where did that cause you to lose all your stuff or something?
It just did, because I was lying. I knew it, and I did.
What do you mean you were lying?
Myself, to others.
But you know what?
Hardworking people.
You're only looking at half the problem. The other, and the solution is, what was the end result, and what will the end result be of your endeavor? Not if you do
That's
offering.
That's a good question. How many times do you think I walked in wanting to commit suicide? And how many times did I lose self-respect? Thoughts don't make one lose self-respect. How many times I wanted to do various things to ease myself, bringing the pressure, but I didn't. So you did, you say you got out of some work. The number of people in here has got out of some work. I know.
The thing is, it makes me unpredictable. I'm predictable myself and unpredictable others.
You're only as unpredictable as you want to be.
I know, but I am. You cannot count on me. You cannot count on me. And that's the damn truth.
Why?
Because that's the way it is. You did it for a long time. You could. And you could up till, you know, I don't know.
Until you got the job, until...
No, shit, 6 months ago. Maybe even longer.
That's when you were looking for a job. You
know, at the time I didn't keep the one to leave Mason. I didn't like Mason. I didn't want to come down to the city. I don't like the city.
But now you want to stay in the city.
I'm not going out there because I like that job or like the city, okay?
So why are you
not doing that?
Tell me again, why are you going out
there? I know.
I'm not going to understand this business.
I guess it's a good one.
You're saying anybody stable here could walk out the next moment. You get all the right answers until they walk out the door, is what I'm hearing
you say.
Obviously people have, and maybe everybody can't. I don't know that. That's something you don't have to, you know, something that... As far as I'm concerned, people are changeable.
Right.
No, it's one thing.
No, you know it. You know.
You don't believe in Marxist perfection. You don't believe it can be changed.
I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, people are changing.
Then why can't you change? You say that on one side, that you can change from being here to going over here. But at the same time, you just told us that you can't come back here.
That's right now. That's what I say. I'm not saying this is for, eternity, but...
Now, what is this for right now? You're telling me that you don't like the city. You're telling me you don't really like the urban life. And yet you're smack ass in the middle of it. You tell me that you have good sense that shows that you can see how this is, see how it is popped out to community. And you're willing to cause everybody loss of faith, your leader a broken heart over you. That's what happened. That's what really happened. But I literally had a heart attack within just a matter of 2 or 3 hours after the situation hit me. Of course, a lot of things perhaps that built up to it. But you had a hell of a stroke on me. Are you willing to risk all those things? Do you hate me? Do you dislike me? Do you dislike people?
I can't call you as a leader. For one thing.
What?
That's just the word.
What?
I resent it.
Resent the forward.
You've been a confident leader. You made the things I didn't want to do for the best, but there's still that resentment there.
But you know, it's one thing.
And I guess that's because I have an insulting thing in my mind.
What would it be?
That's intrusion into a person's life. That's what makes a good leader, is one that can be able to take that hate. Everybody has moments of hate.
Right. I know that. I know it's not enough.
So, but why? I'm not getting anything out of the pain, so you don't have anything to be resentful of. You see, if you really stop to think, you're not using that good mind. You resentful of me and all my pain?
I'm not resentful of your pain.
No, you see, you're not really thinking, man. I'm miserable. Being decent, but I'm less miserable than I would be being indecent. I let people down.
I understand what you mean. That's the way you get it.
You see, you must think I get something out of life, the position, the power, or trip, or something. No. You would have in your mind. You must think I get something out of it. You say, is that?
No, I don't think you get it. I don't know. You are a mystery to me. First, I thought I knew you, and then it's just I don't know.
What could he get?
I'm trying to think of an example, but the night we took poison. Mm-hmm. I just didn't understand. I don't know.
How do you understand this?
I thought this is pretty obviously a put on. Now, if I get up and say I think it's a put on, you're going to react you're gonna try and support the put on. And I thought, well, I don't want to do that because that'll pass one. That's gonna cause a lot of I just thought I don't want to break down your leadership in front of PC here. And I thought doing that would be supporting that thing. That puts me in a position of okay, I don't believe it, but I'm gonna go along with it.
I didn't always expect very many people to believe it. There were a few that I was trying to get to
see that. That's what I just thought.
You went along with it. When you started saying you went along with it, which was obviously totally what? You went along with it, which...
But it threw me into a quandary. I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know, should I respond honestly and tell you that I think it's a put on? Or should I, sit here and hide my feelings again? And go along with it, and then get up and say, "Well, I thought I was going to die, and I was happy to die for the cause." In order that someone else who were trying to flush out or something or other, I don't know why exactly it was being done, but I didn't know. Here I am, we're going to spend 2 hours, and I'm going to be lying the whole time. I will learn nothing, and
Well, if it's for the benefit of others.
I didn't know. Is this for me? Is this for me? Or who is it for? I don't know.
That's what you have.
It's whatever the shoe fits.
2 hours. What's 2 hours in your life, son? It did push out. It did do what I wanted to do.
I think, as far as I don't know what you're trying to do. Were you trying to flush that panic? I don't know.
She's grown considerably. She hasn't come to terms with that bit. Fear.
I don't know. That's what...
But are those 2 hours any
No, I'm not arguing. Well, no, it wasn't because of that 2 hours. No.
What are you going to do 2 hours tonight when you get off work?
No.
I mean, are those more meaningful for you or something?
No, never mind the question. Never mind.
This is why I'm saying, this is why I have a hard time. You know, I just don't, I can't
follow you any longer. You can't follow me any longer because of the issue that occurred a year and a half ago?
No, it's just not. I was trying to pull for an example.
So
I can't, you know, there was no time when I say, because of this incident, this. This is a long drawn out.
Well, it seems like.
I want to test the final. What the hell is it you can't follow me for? Whatever.
Well, then how would you do it different, Ben? How would you do it different if you were leading the
movement? I don't know whether there is any different way I would do it.
Is there a better way? Would you do things?
I don't know. What are we trying? You know, I just don't know.
What are some of the things that you're having, you've had problems with in your immediate lifestyle?
I don't like to sit here. I don't like to go to LA. I don't like going to the bus. The same thing everybody else doesn't like to do. Yeah.
Wait,
I don't like to get on a crowded bus and go to LA.
When was the last time you went there?
It was whenever I could not avoid it. That was the last time I went.
That was you did a lot of work.
5 months ago.
You did a lot of work.
Yeah, I had it easy. I worked on Saturday.
Yeah.
What else,
though? But I still don't know why you can't follow him no more, you know, because all this shit, it sounds like bullshit to me when you first say you had to lie to people. Wait a minute, motherfucker. When you say you had to lie to people that you respected such as Deanna Merle, and then you're going to this kind of motherfucking shit, and obviously you know what she's doing and has done. So it makes me very suspicious of you going out when you throw a statement out like that.
Well, you think I'm going?
I don't know what the fuck a motherfucker
would
do.
I don't have an equipped answer. I really don't.
You say you don't know what the fuck you're going to do. How the fuck you expect us to know?
That's a good point. You just said you can't depend on it. That's what degree is that?
I mean, I wouldn't expect you to depend on it. You know,
what degree is that? What do you mean by that? Can we not count on you to hurt black people by conniving with agencies?
Oh, I think you can count on for that.
You think you don't want
to. Well, I think I don't know.
Where does that leave us?
Why can we depend on you not to do that? For what reason? Why would you do it?
Why wouldn't I do it? Because I think it's wrong.
What? It happens. If Neil was to you,
I'm sorry I ever brought the word nihilist.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not used intellectually correct, but I'm saying...
I haven't used it for a long time.
Whatever you want, I don't care what word you call it, really. I mean...
No, I'm not if it happens, you know, if it happens, it happens, but...
If it ain't comes up to you, why, you know, why not come?
Because we'd like you to testify, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Well, just give me a little bit of information, why not?
I'm not going to.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's not that...
Why not?
I like people's temper. I like... A lot of things it's doing, I really support it, but I'm just saying, I just can't, at this point, I just can't function, right?
No, but I still want to get the other thing. That's still...
So I'm not saying that, you know,
that all you feel just like?
Yeah.
Just like, that's all you can feel for an organization.
Well, that's about as deep as my emotions go. I mean, if you want to talk about love, I mean, that's
all I know. Funny thing for me. I've been greatly disappointed with the number of people that I can see here. Love.
So,
what about respect?
I respect you. Something like
that. What are some things you don't you don't respect and you don't like about it?
Things that you have had to do, not things you have gotten out of.
Some things I don't respect.
Well, honestly, it's tough with me, and I have no ego at all. He said that he lost faith in me, or something.
But what respect?
Well,
you have to be able to read it.
You pulled out one thing which I have very good reasoning for. But I'm just a human leader, and that makes me even that much more magnificent, because I want to have peace and rest and quietude and isolation and the whole type of existence. But I don't. I persevere and discipline myself. I'm not a sadist, I'm not a masochist. So in fact, I endure, carry on. You didn't hit on there an area where I made a mistake. The risk involved. I mean, I did what I had to do. I would not have been able to have gotten it any other way.
Unless I triggered somebody else into getting out of our hair before they got more information. Very bothered the person very, very much that didn't make a demonstration. Scared the shit out of them. You saw through it, others didn't. Some did, some didn't. You have to do it, but that doesn't mean perfection. But God, man, my successes in terms of helping people and my utter willingness to endure pain, I would think that would cause someone enough, maybe there's nothing better in life than to work with that guy and help him bear his burden. It's not like bothering him, it's like helping him. What is there better to do? I see something like that, I'd sure help. Then I know what you mean by that. Hi.
Why? You're right. You're absolutely right. There's nothing better than falling, but.
So?
And I have done that for 5 years.
So?
I resent it.
I resent it most of the time, and now I feel like I'm. But, okay.
You might help me understand.
The thing, you seem to want to know for, you know, why I left.
Absolutely.
And I am rather at a loss to give you a coherent, satisfiable answer. My main concern is to, you know, find out. I mean, this could go on forever, and very shortly I'll start giving you answers you want. No relationship to how I feel inside.
I don't want you to do that.
Okay. And I know you don't want me to do that, and or I think you don't want me to do that. I'm really not sure sometimes, but so
maybe you do that.
You know, well, just gonna help him.
Hmm?
You know, good lie, you didn't want to give him passes. Why do you throw out that kind of shit?
Well,
what makes you think he wants me to give him passes? He wants to know.
Hold on,
I don't like to not get me hurt anymore, but I'd rather hear the truth. I'd rather hear the truth.
Wait a minute, you're not a fucking dummy. Wait a minute, you're not a dummy. And you saw
him. He said he burned out. What's this? The rich shit.
You know, I burned out. How old are you? How old am I? 27.
We don't care about people
anymore. Burned out at 27?
Is that what you're saying? You don't care? I'm saying at this point, I cannot work at the level people say the words, and, you know, it just doesn't. You know, fine. I can go out there and say I'm going to do it and everything, and everything's going to be fine, but I won't.
Are you afraid of it to interfere with your job and make you lose your fucking job? Putting in too much time in there? Is that a fact, though?
No. I think, I got a problem with the job because I just can't, I'm out of town occasionally. But, as far as, I've got more time now than I had before.
Did you see the way he did it when we was in law office? Even though somebody was on PC but didn't know about this thing with you. You see the way he started talking about the radio?
Mm-hmm.
So he obviously you should have noticed that.
He covered my ass because I fucked
up. Yeah, and had to cover up for Gene's ass. So don't know, there's no loss of faith kind of shit. So don't use that excuse. Just give him the truth. You know, because there ain't no loss of faith because you ain't got no faith to lose in the first place.
No, and another thing, you said that you didn't think that he would come back here. And so from that point on, you got more...